exciting Guardians weekend with the White Sox. Let's see, Friday.
So they say that he was tagged out after Anderson appeared to move his hand off the bag. And Terry Francona has come out to talk about it with Bruce Dreckman. And if this is going to end well for Terry Francona. And he's getting hotter as we go. And he's been tossed. And now he's going to go have words with Moore.
And Saturday, of course.
Anderson square off. They're fighting. They're swinging. Down goes Anderson. Down goes Anderson.
And then Sunday.
Bases loaded. Two down. Elvis Andrews, 2-for-4 with a couple of doubles. The pitch. Swung on, banged up the middle. Base hit center field. This will score a pair. Vaughn's coming home. Colas is coming home. Sox have scored. 3 in the 9th, and they've got the lead now 5-3.
I knew that was trouble. Tom all weekend said Elvis was king of the progressive field, the way he's been hitting the ball against and playing in our yard. But that's the weekend with the White Sox. Bob DiBiasio joins us to talk Guardians baseball or boxing. I'm not sure which we want to go into this morning. Brought to you by your North Ridgeville Convenience in Oco, Center Ridge, and Barton Roads. Big crowds for the weekend. A lot of rock and blasts going on and a lot of other stuff taking place. Good morning, Bob. How are you today?
Good morning. Yes, indeed. Lots going on this entire weekend. Rather entertaining. Didn't end up the way we wanted yesterday to be able to take a series against the White Sox. But the fireworks, the rock and blast, the fisticuffs, the Hammy's call going viral around the world. it had it all. This past weekend in front of great crowds.
Yeah, I think as I was learning also this morning, it's probably educating a lot of young people about some old boxing calls. I mean, there's certain things that of a generation we understand, and taken out of context, people kind of maybe have looking back to into that as well as reference to the Howard Cosell call that Tommy kind of mimicked there. Kind of a very interesting weekend again against with the White Sox. But, Bob, I didn't know when I was on vacation last week and I came here back this week. And, of course, since we last talked, a lot's been going on with the trading of a lot of some of the players as well and things that are taking place, you know, with the front office and trying to square things up a bit for the Guardians. Let's talk about what we expect, I guess, in this final 2 months here, especially when we're going up against the Toronto Blue Jays for some games.
Yeah, we have a difficult final 2 months of the schedule. If you look at it, you know, 7 against Toronto as they're fighting for a wild card spot. We've got the Dodgers, the Reds who are fighting for postseason. We do have 6 more against the Minnesota Twins. They've gotten into a hot streak right when we've gotten into a cold streak. Thus, we are, what, 4.5 back and the interesting thing will be is having 6 head-to-head matches. Play them at their place, 3 at the end of this month, and then the beginning of September at Progressive Field. But we're also playing the Giants and the Rangers and the Orioles. Cincinnati, again, all above 500 ball clubs fighting for postseason. The Twins, on the other hand, their schedule is dominated by teams under 500, so they've got an easier go. It's going to be interesting after a road trip that saw 3 veterans being traded. The front office made some major decisions, acquiesced to the idea that, you know, Josh Bell just unfortunately wasn't getting it done for us. Mike Zunino was let go earlier in the year. 2 free agents that we signed for good money that we thought would add power to our lineup, and it just didn't work. But the biggest thing about this year, guys, that people have to remember is our 3 starting pitchers, Bieber, McKenzie, and Quantrill. Last year, they didn't miss a beat. Each of them started over 30 games, over 700 plus innings. This year they've tossed maybe 200 total innings. That's put the extra burden on the bullpen, on young pitching, I think that's been the biggest issue, why we haven't been as consistent as we normally have been.
Well, the young pitchers have stepped up on most occasions, but maybe it's the fact that they don't really go too far into the game, which then taxes our bullpen more than we would like.
Yeah, I would agree with that. You know, when we traded Aaron Civale, we had to remind people that both Logan Allen and Tanner Bibee had more starts this year than Aaron Civale had. And what these young kids have done has been pretty darn good, but they're on a really closely watched pitch counts. This high-intensity big league action that they're experiencing for the very first time, you really have to be careful with these young pitchers and their arms, and it has taxed the bullpen as they haven't gone really deep into games, and not that you expect them to come in their first year and pitch into the seventh inning or eighth inning, but they have done a nice job for us. It's just been an odd one all the way around.
Well, let's talk about the Major League Baseball's decisions on any kind of suspensions or fines related to Ramirez and the rest. When do we expect to hear from that, or how do we know that's going to affect us?
Yeah, I would think that you probably have to hear something as early as today. Don't know that for sure. Tomorrow, I would think, at the latest, with Jose and Mr. Anderson squaring off and people leaving the dugouts and everybody on the field. I think Joe Noga, the plane dealer, had it timed, or Hoynesy or one of them, said it was a 14-minute melee. A lot to sift through the video in 14 minutes to see, you know, who really needs to be identified. I think Hammy said it on the radio yesterday that when they were determining who to eject, one of the umpires just said, hey, the guy with blue hair, which happened to be Classe, who was out there trying to, you know, get people calmed down and make a big presence on our side, as he's a big, big man. So I think in the next day or two, and the length of the suspension, that's going to be interesting when two guys square off, and as we all know, Jose landing a punch, there might be some serious days attached to that.
Well, we'll see how that plays out, but obviously on the field tonight, hosting the Toronto Blue Jays, we got four games. Gavin Williams on the mound for the Guardians. We look forward to the call beginning at after 7 o'clock. 6:35 is the pregame here on WEMO. Bob, thanks for your time this morning. Have a good week.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you, boys. Go Guardians.